I want to call to order the meeting of the Board of Trustees. And Kathy, I know you're still getting situated, but as soon as you're ready, if you would call the roll, please.
Trustee Robert Bowie.
Here.
Trustee John Butler.
Here.
Trustee Wheeler Coleman.
Here.
Trustee Robert Marshall.
Here.
Trustee Sherilyn Muir.
Here.
Trustee Tim Struthers.
Here.
Trustee James Zanayed, Board Chair Mark Strauss.
Here. Mr. Blakemore, can you verify
yes,
a quorum and an appropriate notification of the public meeting?
We have a quorum, and the meeting is in compliance with the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
Thank you. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I have no opening comments. I will recognize any members of the University Advisory Committee that wish to speak.
Thank you very much. Just one very quick comment on number 6B, the rescission of the honorary degree. Both the Faculty Senate and University Council members have weighed in on this as well and support the recommendation.
Thank you for your input. Mr. Blakemore, are there any requests for public comment?
We've had no requests for public comments for this meeting.
Thank you. Then let's move on to the President's Report number 105.
Thank you. Why don't we go right to the action items? And the first one is a very positive one. It is the appointment of the Dean of the College of Law, Eric Dannenmeyer. He comes to us from Indiana University's School of Law. His specialties are property, natural resources, water, and constitutional law. He has professional experience as well, having served as an environmental attorney and litigator, and also was the director of the environmental law program at the United States Agency for International Development. Very distinguished educational background with doctoral and master's degrees from Columbia University, a master's degree from Oxford University, and a JD from Boston University. And so it is my recommendation that Dr. Eric Dannenmeyer be appointed Dean of the College of Law with the rank of professor with tenure in the College of Law effective June 1st, 2016.
I have a motion to that effect, please. Second? Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
My congratulations to the college and Provost Freeman for running a very effective search in challenging times. Second item is the revocation of honorary degree. Greg Long just spoke to that. It's an unfortunate thing that we bring to you today. As you know, I'm sure Dennis Hassert was recently convicted of felony for fraudulent banking transactions and also provided testimony of sexual child abuse. Consequently, although unprecedented, the Graduate Council's Honorary Degree Committee has reviewed and submits to us a recommendation for revocation of the Honorary Doctor of Laws degree awarded to Dennis Hassert in 1999. So I bring to you a recommendation today upon unanimous vote of the Graduate Council's Honorary Degree Committee that the Board of Trustees revoke the Honorary Doctorate of Laws degree awarded to J. Dennis Hassert in 1999.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Second?
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. The final action item deals with the 911 call center. The state of Illinois has passed a statute to consolidate 911 centers. There's four in DeKalb County, including the county, NIU, city of DeKalb, and the city of Sandwich. DeKalb County is electing to proceed with a consolidation exemption. They're essentially saying this: the county would be better if we did not do this, and so they're asking for an exemption. We concur with that. We believe it would increase the response time rather than reduce it, and it would not reduce expenses. So we bring to you, I'll read the whereas part, whereas it be resolved that Northern Illinois University Board of Trustees stands in support of the DeKalb County ETSB and the PSAP consolidation exemption request in order to retain local 911 service calls at each of the DeKalb County's four PSAPs, including Northern Illinois University.
I have a motion to that effect, please.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
That concludes my report.
Thank you, President Baker. Are there other matters to come before the board at this time in open session? If not, the board needs to go into closed session. We don't have a plan to take up any business after the closed session, but the public is invited to attend if you wish after we do come back. I anticipate it'll be a minimum of 45 minutes before we do so. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Personnel matters is generally described under sections 2C1, 2C3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act. Collective bargaining matters is generally described under section 2C2 of the Open Meetings Act. Litigation and risk management matters is generally described under sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Discussion involving internal control effectiveness is generally described under section 2C29 of the Open Meetings Act. Don't all line up at once now. I need a motion. Second. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Trustee Robert Boy.
Yes.
Trustee Wheeler Coleman.
Yes.
Trustee Robert Marshall.
Yes.
Trustee Sherlyn Muir.
Here.
Trustee Tim Struthers.
Here.
Trustee James Zanayad.
Yes.
Vice Chair John Butler.
Yes.
Board Chair Mark Strauss.
I'm going to vote yes, but can we go back to the hearers, please, and see that we record a yes or a no from them, please?
Trustee Sherlyn Muir?
Yes.
Trustee Tim Struthers?
Yes.
All right. We are. I'll adjourn the open meeting portion until after the closed session is completed. And for my colleagues, if you could make your way downstairs as rapidly as possible. It's been a really long day, and I know we're going to start to lose people. Thank you. Yeah.